Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a delight to be here today. It's a Friday, so it's party time. Excellent. We have a lot going on the show today because at 9 o'clock on our show is when Disney Friday starts. So there's, I don't know, what are the 8 or 9 chances to win? From 9 to 5 every hour on the hour, if you're calling 97, you get a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets for the Disneyland Resort, and then you're in the running for the grand prize of vacation, which is exciting. It's for 4 people, 2-night hotel stay, 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets.
I want one so bad.
Oh my God. It's a great prize.
I mean,
prize.
Like that prize.
Mm-hmm.
I want that.
One of the grand prizes, right. Yeah. There's one. So, you know, maybe get qualified today, Vinny. I'm sure there
I'm
will be
sure.
no hitches in this problem, in right. this plan of yours. You know, all the details are online at RadioAlice.com, although I don't know if that extra chance to win still extends through today. Maybe you had to register before. Go take a look. RadioAlice.com. That's just not, it's usually right here in the copy, and it isn't. So at 9 o'clock, we start that. Right now,
what?
We've got Eagles tickets. That's right. The Eagles are coming to the Chase Center on Vinny's birthday. Faster, faster, the lights are turning red. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That is a guitar lick, dude.
Oh, it is. Bop, bop, bop. So good. Well, that's Joe Walsh. When he was in the band, they had some balls. I love him. Ah, she flies. Ooh, it's your woman. She got the moon in her eyes.
I'm glad these guys put it back together.
Me too.
You hate
People
to hear
them.
A band that accomplished so much together be in such a hostile, bitter dispute.
Mean. Like they were just saying mean things.
Well,
you know.
Hell freezes over before we do that.
And then the Frozen Hell Tour happened.
I'm glad.
Fantastic. So if you want tickets, call now. 800-400-3697.
Got word that online entry goes through the weekend.
Oh, it does. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. All the way through the weekend? So on Monday, I guess they're picking the winner. We'll call the winner. Here on the show, so
yeah, that's exciting.
It is. Oh my God!
So pick up
I love
your
hearing
phones
people
if you do
freaking
win.
Out. Right? Yeah, if you're qualified, make sure that you pick up your phone.
Excuse me.
You are excused. Oh, it's Friday. All right.
Yeah, it is. Shoot.
Let's talk about Survivor. Did everyone do their homework?
Yes.
Vaughn, I know Vaughn. Vaughn did it on Wednesday night. Come on. I bet you Brandon did too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to watch it. Did Jesus? Oh, she's in the.
She did it.
All right. Brittany?
I did it this morning. Oh, yeah.
This morning you did?
So
funny.
He went through it to sort of let the images flick across his eyes.
It was actually entertaining. I had a good time.
It was I think this was one of the epic episodes. It's one of the reasons I love the show so much. Like the human struggle.
Well, the betrayal is just ridiculous.
Sure. Betrayal, struggle, physical breakdowns, comebacks. This episode had it all. Oh,
yeah,
so good.
Ethan is a really, he's a guy I root for.
Mm. How can you not?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I root for him.
Ethan was on season 3. Was that the Africa version?
I think it was. I thought it was season 2, but whatever it was, yeah, he's early.
Yeah,
early days.
What the order was, but right. So he, and then you didn't hear about him for 17 years or whatever it's been because he's been through a lot of, you know, personal struggles.
He had cancer.
He did, which is no joke. So here he is back. in The Winners at War, and he's been sent to Exile Island. And I actually love that we get to continue to watch them play on Exile Island, because it would be a shame if they were just out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Or did nothing.
Right. But these fire tokens better be worth something. I'll tell you that right now.
I already think that they're worth something. It's the show. There's entertainment value in that.
Right.
Who do they give it to when they get thrown out? Who, you know?
There's going to have to be, they've got to have some plan for how these things are going to come into play toward the end of the game as people are gifting their coins to people and earning them while they're out of the game, essentially.
Well, or it might just be how people eat. Maybe there's just going to be a food.
Oh, like an auction, how they do the Survivor auction thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Maria also was talking about this. Maria is this chick who's a big Survivor fan, Big Brother fan, and she always writes us a little recap thing with her thoughts. And sometimes she'll remind me of something that I didn't see. But she's pointed out that they can see Extinction from their camp. I didn't realize that.
They showed that last night. I watched it last night.
They showed it this week. I had no idea that was the case. But I guess they would do all the things on. They don't want to have to fly you to where the things are happening. So you get in a boat and you go across to Extinction. I would love to see an overhead map because they're clearly using the same spots.
I bet if you Googled it, they've got it.
I'm sure you're right, actually,
now
that I think about it.
Online right
now. So I guess I don't want to see it that bad because I haven't done that.
Right.
But there are fields and places where they set up challenges that I'm like, 100%, I've seen other challenges in this exact space.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of the above water sandbar type things, like you've seen that before. Extinction Island, that spit of land that comes out, mm-hmm. they show that in certain things. So it's sort of cool that I would love to see where Ponderosa is, which apparently is where the crew camps and where the people are put after they've been kicked off. They have a whole series, an online series for the Ponderosa thing. Do you watch any of that, Brandon?
I have in seasons past. I haven't for this season because I don't think they do it until you get a little bit later on.
And I think that because they're all on Extinction Island,
it would be
a show about an empty tent, right?
Yeah.
So
I did read something recently that says Survivor's considering just buying an island and calling it Survivor Island because they used to go around and change from Africa to China. But
yeah,
insurance and trying to figure out all those logistics is kind of crazy.
Not to mention, I'm sure it helps their budget to be able to use pieces from past challenges and to be able to have somewhat permanent settlements. How long have they been doing it specifically right here where in Fiji?
It feels like it's been a while.
It does. Yeah, I don't remember the last time they did one off. Can you look that up? I'd be interested. Just to see how long they've been, because it's for sure happening in the same places. And
they used to make food a bigger deal, and they've made a point of not having the rice be a thing.
And how much of it that these people have, that kind of thing.
Right, and that used to become this thing, I'm going to ruin the rice so the whole group has to starve. You don't see that as much. You don't hear about it as much.
Even food challenges seem to be gone.
Right. So,
I wonder if that's by design because somebody complained that, I lost kidney function because I didn't get any food or something.
And you shouldn't have one person being able to sabotage the meal that a person might get that day.
It was very harsh earlier on. They actually ate rats one of the seasons. They caught and ate rats.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
They're these rats are everywhere, and I'm starving. And I think they, killed a pig out in the woods one time, didn't they? They caught and killed a pig.
I don't remember that. I feel like I remember them chasing it, but did they catch it?
I thought they did. What the hell do I know?
The field rats out in Asia are actually pretty good.
Oh, is that so? Tell me more.
I have. It looks disgusting as you're skewing it, but they cut it up in little chunks and it's like chicken. It's like more tender than chicken, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah. I couldn't even tell it was a rat. I wouldn't have eaten it if I'd known.
So you ate it. You found out afterwards.
You didn't know?
I don't like when people tell me afterward what I've done. I don't like that.
I was eight. You know, my mom doesn't care. So she told me that and I'm like, actually not bad. If she had told me, then I would have been like, no, ill.
No, I'm not eating rat.
I'm American. I'm an American boy. I'm born in Florida.
Not in the dirt in Florida? Wait.
That's dong.
Yeah. That's dong.
In Florida, though?
No, dong was in Malaysia.
Born in the dirt in Malaysia.
So survivor style.
Yeah, dude. Your parents lived a real life survivor story.
They did.
Some of them didn't survive.
Some of them didn't survive. I mean.
Your dad's brother, your uncle.
Uncles, yeah.
Oh, uncles?
Uncles and aunts.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
How old was your dad when he left?
I think he was 19.
He was 19 when he left Vietnam.
And he was in charge of a ship full of
like refugees.
78 people. So all these people still come to America every now and then. Or if they're from Texas or Florida and they're like, yo, man, your dad saved my life.
Because other ships in that group of ships that he was part of
were pirated, killed, raped and killed.
Gone.
My uncles
just
and
gone.
Aunts were raped and killed. Yeah, it's some gnarly stuff.
It's an incredible story.
And what was
story.
Your dad's, because your dad's very successful, yeah. And I know that he's worked very hard his whole life.
Still does.
And yet
does,
that doesn't, yeah. A lot of people can work hard, that doesn't make you smart.
Mm-hmm.
Or able to, like, he's bought properties.
Right.
Yeah, and they did all the right things.
Right, but it, how did he know? What is his education?
Oh, he started with one. And yeah, I don't know why he chose the Bay Area to move to from Florida. We were there for 3 years. He bought his first house in Florida, then he moved over here.
Mm.
But we started with one here. One, and then from that, because he was a mechanic, he was like, I'm a mechanic. I can fix anything. Construction's easy. And then he never got his contractor's license until he did his own renovation on his house, because you're able to do owner build, you know, an owner design, got the permits for it. And then through that, he learned how to become a contractor.
Well, and now he's, I mean, you
now
guys,
he has all the licenses.
He's built a freaking empire.
Right.
Guy's got a Tesla. Isn't that the mark of success?
I guess so. The mark of success for him probably is his family.
Or his Maserati. Does he have a Ferrari?
Lamborghini.
A Lamborghini. I knew it was one of those good ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's impressive.
It is amazing.
Surviving is just crazy, though. I mean, just understanding, like, his mentality. That's why he's so brutal on his kids.
Do you laugh at some of the stuff you see on Survivor? Because you're just like, my dad would crush this.
Not what they did yesterday, hiking up that thing and down, up and down, like to
so
get
on,
the logs.
So on Extinction Island, these are the people who've already been voted off the island. And, you know, they're sad, but they are determined. And I want to say, that Natalie chick, I love her. She played with her sister, I think, in Blood versus
They're
Water.
They're twins, right?
I think so.
Yep.
And I want to say her sister was the first one voted off, and she won the game. So she comes back now on Winners at War, and she's unstoppable. Like, they were right to get her out first, because this is a woman who's, like, it almost kills the one guy who has to walk 20. They have to transport 20 logs from the top of the hill all the way to the bottom of the hill before the sun goes down for one fire token.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Somebody goes, this better be worth something.
Yeah.
So, and they do manage to all do it, but she does it like a bull, like a boss. She just,
well,
she's running.
She's a CrossFit girl, right?
Yeah, I don't know why she was in a rush to get it done. I'd have gotten it done, but I wouldn't have tried to push myself to the point where you got to work on your energy.
Well, who was saying this is a marathon? You don't speed at the beginning.
Right.
It was that tall chick.
Danny.
Kansas City lady.
Danny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, I found that to be, like, inspiring, heartbreaking. Like, and then they all go up with her at the end. Oh,
that was
with
so
him.
Sweet. Yeah.
It was so sweet. They didn't have to do that again.
Teamwork.
It was great.
Well, that's when you...
They're building their own tribe. I wonder if they'll just bring them all back as a tribe.
In the world, on any given day, there'll be that person who knows or maybe just thinks they have coronavirus, but they decide to go to the mall, to a ball game, to the store, and then they're that person that's like,
maybe.
Oh, you know, I wasn't sure, so, but I'm sorry, I may have infected all of you. Sorry about that. There's that guy who you just want to throw off into the bay. And then there's those moments, human moments, where you see people get together and do the right thing. And the fact that they all went up with him like that, when they're all already tired and they're already done with their
thing. They all cry at the end of, like, that is, I'm done.
I love stuff like that. Yeah.
It was incredible.
It's a neat human moment.
It was. It was a beautiful human moment. And I really thought that hey, can I ask you a question? How come during the challenge portion of it, Adam was the only one who repeatedly climbed up? I'm like, the dude's exhausted.
I'm sure they cut some of the rotating of the boat. Right?
They're sending the boat.
But I think that she realized she couldn't reach it.
Yeah, she just
couldn't.
I think she just gave
up.
Am
I the only one who thinks they needed to stand back 6 feet, look at the thing, and run down
the...
Yeah,
but it's hard to run.
You gotta run.
Narrow,
it's a little...
Yeah,
but you're not...
after six tries, you gotta get... You
look
have to get
clunky.
Out there.
You know how you would have fallen right off of that thing.
It's a lot harder than it seems, I'm
no,
sure.
No, I'm sure it is. And it's even harder when you're standing still at the end of the thing, and now you've got to leap from a standing position 6 feet out to grab this thing. I'm like, dude, a run and start. Two steps even. Two steps. One, two. Boom. At least you got a little momentum. Yikes.
I felt
so bad for
that
guy.
Was very well built because it was a little too close to the dock.
Yeah.
Was very close like to the dock. I really felt like tipping.
I think I'd have gotten that one done. I'd have gotten the wood log thing done. I'd have gotten that done. I think
you should go on the show.
I do think that you're like you are probably like one step back. You get your one foot and you go.
Right.
So it's probably like a two-step thing. I don't think you can run on that.
Yeah.
It looked pretty high wire.
I agree that it was, you know, the potential for mortal injury was there.
Right.
But also, you know, your heart beating out of your chest and exploding because you have to keep swimming around. I just really felt like he got left hung out there because the other two people that were supposed to be rotated, they weren't even trying anymore. Like, at least while he was getting back to the thing.
Look. Jeff said it, and I know it was, you know, Monday morning quarterback, but it's like, guys, pick your tallest person. Did you not even look at the event before you decided who was doing what?
Yeah, this is called bad personnel management.
Like, you know,
but then
get one of your taller people to be a jumper.
They battle back.
And then they win.
How did they do that? How did that
happen? It seemed that every week that happens. They suck at the other part, but then they almost come back during the puzzle part. You know, like last week.
But then they came back this week.
Yeah,
that was heartbreaking
week they actually
last
came
week.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah, Boston Rob finally figured out a puzzle.
He actually redeemed himself.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really? We're going three times with Rob here, huh? Well, turned out that was the way to do it.
Right.
Anyway, let me see if there's anything else on
end. I mean, I like that we finally got to see the other team go to tribal, and then the vote was... You know, I don't know if we're saying. Are we saying?
Sure, we can say. I mean, right? We told everyone they had 2 days to do it. So
yeah.
Tyson showing up at Extinction, Maria says, this is how she rounds out. The preview scene for next week where Tyson's looking around the Extinction camp and says, you guys have so much firewood.
So Sandra's a trip right now because that tap out she does every time has backfired for her. Did you read the article this morning about that?
No.
Apparently, she's, like, turned off her comments on Instagram because people won't leave her alone about how she's playing a weak game. I mean, she won't do any challenge and then stands there like I'm the queen.
Maria says, Sandra chose to set out the challenge again. She really is royalty. If anyone else did that so much, they would be spoken poorly of by the rest. Well, it sounds like the rest means people on social media if she's turned off comments.
Well, honestly, her tribe should just, because she is a strong player.
Her tribe
should just all say to themselves, look, we don't even need to hide. Right. Let's all say it right in front of her. You're next, Sandra. You're not winning.
It's the same thing with Rob, though. They won't do it.
I know. There's something about being in that person's life.
Who's the one person Sandra wanted to go home? She said it all episode.
Tyson.
Don't mess with me, Tyson.
Right.
And then...
And
it's
guess
just like,
what
how
happened?
How the heck do you play the game the way you play the game and have these little conversations and everyone is right in your pocket?
Right. And you know what? Like, and she's won twice before.
Yes.
She's the only person to win twice.
Playing the same game.
And she's already counting her $2 million bucks this time, too.
Oh, hell yeah. She's adding it to the pile.
Crazy.
She's $4 million in. All right. What's coming up in the news, Ben? By the way, that was super fun. I loved it. Thank you for bearing with us, people who hate Survivor. Get on it. And Vaughn, you got to get in here and get on a mic, too.
Yeah, Vaughn.
We don't need to do it now, but Vaughn has an event tonight, too.
Oh,
so let's remember to mention that.
Let's do it.
News is next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.